before we begin our episode today, I want to share with you some exciting news. We have a winner, Lindsay, from our contest.
Yay!
Drum roll, please.
Here
and
we
before
go.
We get to that, let me tell you what it is. $50 Fandango gift card to see some movies together as a family, and then a $50 Visa card for treats and food and all kinds of good stuff. And our winner is Hazel Davis.
Hazel Davis.
Hazel Davis. We're really excited for you, Hazel, and congratulations. Yes. Hazel, you have received an email from me, so make sure you respond back to that so that we can get that information sent out to you. So just a reminder, we have other drawings coming up on fun little gifts along the way, so make sure you're paying attention.
Yeah, stay tuned. You never know what we might be giving away.
That's right. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Together podcast. It's good to have you with us. If you're new with us today, thank you for joining us. If you're returning, welcome back as we continue our series on living out the Shema. And we have divided this series into two sections, living out the Shema at home and living out the Shema on the road as we live life together. I am Leon Blanchette, and as usual, I am here with Lindsay Bush.
Hey, everybody. Great to be here, Leon.
Good to be with you, Lindsay, as always. And last week was really exciting.
It was. We had such a great conversation with Locavore Farm owner Rachel Jones.
Yes, and she was so generous after the podcast.
She was.
That she is going to have a giveaway for us to give to one of our listeners.
So awesome.
Yeah. So here's what we're doing. You may remember that in the month of February, we did kind of a drawing for a gift card to Fandango for
movies.
See a movie, right?
Yep. Night at the movies, snacks, all
right.
That stuff. You filled out a survey, put your information in, and we had all of that happening.
Yeah. We're kind of doing it again, thanks to Rachel. So again, if you have already signed up on our website and completed that survey, you are automatically included in this drawing. If you haven't done that yet, we encourage you to go to centerff.com, fill out the short little survey. There's a couple little things we're going to ask you to do as far as social media is concerned so we can get the word out about our podcast. And you will be included in a drawing that we are going to do on April 1st. And that drawing is for two adults and two kids to participate in the family feast at Locavore Farms.
That's right. This is an amazing opportunity. It's a value of $160.
Yeah.
So just a wonderful chance for your family to gather together and go to Locavore Farm, see all that it has to offer. And if you've not listened to last week's episode, I encourage you to go back and listen and hear all about the mission of Locavore Farm. But the mission there, in summary, is to do what we've been talking about, Leon, to gather and connect with our families and have faith conversations. And so this is a way you and your family get to do that on the farm this summer. So there will be three different dates. Is that right? That
yeah,
you can choose from.
Right. There's a date in June, a date in July, and a date in August. And Rachel has been generous to say whichever date works best for the family that wins will work. So, wow, what a great opportunity for you to spend a great day at the farm.
Oh, yeah.
And experience all that they're about. In addition to that, for any of our listeners who want to participate either in their Thursday dinners, their Saturday dine on the land, or their kids camp,
right?
She's going to give a 10% discount for the entire month of April. Is that right? Do I have that right? Or is it March?
March. Yeah, the discount will be finished up in April.
Okay. And that's a 10% discount. And all you have to do when you register is put in CFF24. That's the code, CFF, Center for Faith and Family. 2024. I almost said 1924. 2024.
Yeah.
So we're real excited about that. And we're thankful to Rachel for making those available to us.
Yes. And she did let us know that a few of her summer offerings that would qualify for the CFF 24 discount, the Thursday dinner, the Saturday dine on the lands, and the summer camps, a few of them aren't posted just quite yet in these first couple weeks of March. So if you don't see what you want, you can always reach out to Locavore Farm on their website, or just wait another few weeks and she'll have everything up very
soon.
Yeah,
that'll be great. Yeah. So that drawing's April 1st. No fooling. Really, it's April 1st.
It really is. The drawing for two adults, two kids to spend a meal, a family feast this summer at Locavore. And then in addition, everyone who's listening has access to our discount code, 10% off going to Locavore Farm as a family. And that is CFF24.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I am so excited for today's topic, Leon. Today, we are talking a little bit about how we can continue to live out the Shema in our everyday lives, looking at drive time. So the time we spend in the car.
What a strange thing.
I know. We spend so much time in the car.
Yeah. And to think that it can be productive.
It can be.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, right?
Yes. But I've also learned that it cannot be productive as well. In life,
yes.
I've learned this, right? But
yeah,
also,
sure.
I've learned it through some research I've done about road trips and kids.
Okay, this. I don't think this is serious research, right?
No, this is not serious research.
This is fun research.
This is fun research. I just thought it would be fun to share a few tweets that I found from parents on road trips with kids. And maybe you can relate listening today. Maybe you're in the car with your kids right now and you're thinking, yeah, that is me. So I have a few here I just wanted to share with you guys. First one up is number one rule of a road trip. If kid falls asleep in the car, it's going to be 6 hours into the drive and 10 minutes from the final destination.
Yeah.
And then another one says, I drive a garbage truck, only it's my minivan after a road trip with my kids.
Sounds about right.
And then we have, you become a dad when your kid is born. You become a father when you play the happy song 12 times in a row because it's the only thing holding your kid together on a 3-day road trip.
Oh, that's the happy song.
The happy song.
Yeah, not so happy.
Not so happy when you have to play it so many times. Then there's another one that says, kids can only operate at 2 noise levels during a road trip, loud or oppressively loud. Mm-hmm. I've been there. I've heard that. And then we have, I'm not sure if my kids are making memories on this road trip as much as taking a sampling tour of the chicken tenders at every restaurant along our route.
Yeah. Chicken tenders, right?
Yes.
Kind of no matter where you go, it's either the nuggets or the tenders, right?
Yes.
Doesn't matter what the restaurant is. That's what they're going to order.
What's with kids and chicken? I mean, it's just, they love it. They love it. Okay. So here we have another one. Road trip day 3. My kids are using gum as backseat currency for turns on the iPad. So good.
No, that's good.
And then me as a kid would say something like this. Why does dad always grab 100 napkins whenever we stop on a road trip? But me as a parent would say, why did dad only grab 100 napkins whenever we stopped on a road trip? So
those are good.
Those made me smile as we look into this topic of drive time.
Yeah.
Being
and
on
it
the
seems
road.
Like a weird topic.
It is. It is, but it's such an important one because our lives move at such a fast pace and we're always going to and from, right? And there's a way that we can use every bit of time together to point to Jesus.
Yeah. So let's back up a little bit and go back to what is driving these last few podcasts.
So, ooh, I see what you did there. What is driving?
Oh, I didn't
these
do
last
that intentionally. That
podcasts.
Was really good.
That was really good.
I shouldn't have said I didn't do that intentionally. Okay, y'all don't listen. I did that intentionally.
But yeah, where have we been?
Yeah, we've been looking at Deuteronomy 6, what we call the Shema, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about how to pass on faith to the next generation. Found in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses was very, very wise in giving this to the children of Israel. And we talked through that in the first episode of this series, Living Out the Shema. we talked about that in detail, so I'm not going to go into all the detail here, but I do want to focus on the verses that talk about that you are to do this when you're at home, when you're away from home, when you're down for the night, when you're up for the day, kind of these images of kind of all the time.
Mm-hmm. Or
whatever you find yourself doing, you should be teaching your children about the faith and about who God is and what he has done for you and all those kind of things. It would be easy to look at that and say, it's impossible for me to do that all the time. But the truth is, if we think about this through the lens of informal learning or informal education, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
And probably one of the most significant times is in the car.
Uh-huh.
I can think of stories. I'm not sure I want to tell any of them, but I can think of stories where my kids would do something in the car. They would say something that was disturbing to me as a dad. And then I realized that the reason they're saying that is they've heard me say that. I did not sit them down and teach them that that's the way they should respond to a particular situation. But in my weakness, I had responded in that particular way, and they learned it.
Mm.
They learned it from being present. And I think a lot of those kinds of things happened in the car. So
yeah, kind of goes with the whole, what's that saying? More is caught than taught.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know about you, Lindsay, but I'm not always the best driver. Now, I drive really well. Drive really well.
Yeah.
But I get impatient with people who do not drive well.
I get that.
And
yes.
I have said some things. I mean, nothing terrible.
Sure.
But like, get off the road.
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of things. who gave you your license? You know, those kinds of things, which are probably not good teaching moments for kids.
Sure.
But my kids have picked up on that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so... So we're going to talk about some things we can do in a positive way to make those driving experiences
significant. So today's episode is brought to you by road rage.
That's right.
Or goodness. Lack thereof. We're going to focus on other things.
You know, the things I'm divulging about myself to the audience is unfortunate. I should keep some of this stuff to myself. And they're probably thinking right now, I really don't want to hear any of this anyway. So let's move on.
I mean, we're real people.
Yes,
so we're just sharing from
learning
our hearts
as we go.
Yes, absolutely. So we know that driving, drive through, getting from one place to another is such a part of our culture, right? Like we have, I would say, Leon, a drive through model. In our culture, we have drive-through restaurants, of course, that we go to for dinner, for lunch, even breakfast. Some are open 24 hours, so you can go at any point and get what you need. We have drive-through grocery pickups. You know, within the last few years, those have gotten more popular, which are super, super handy. I am not dissing drive-through pickups but for groceries, but again, just another point of our culture saying, hey, you can just drive up and go. Don't even have to get out of your car, just showing how rushed our culture can be. We have things like our pharmacies that we can drive through and pick up our medicines that we need. There's just a constant movement to our culture and to what's expected of us to get from one place to another. And Leon, as I've been thinking about this topic, I've been reminded of how Jesus always was connected to what was happening in the culture around him. When he came to teach, when he came to lead, to model what the way of the kingdom was, Jesus always connected the current realities of their culture to some sort of kingdom value. And today we want to do that. I think the drive time topic can feel a little like, what is this? But we want to say this is something that we all do every day. Probably the majority of you are listening to this podcast in your car, you know, because we're always going somewhere. And this particular opportunity of going and doing and having the busy lives that we do, we want to find a way that we can attach that to a kingdom value, to what the Lord can redeem and do in this time. So that's what this podcast is all about, is doing faith together. And we hope that This conversation can help us to see how we can continue faith conversations even on the go. And so we have a special guest with us today.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I'm so excited to introduce to you all our special guest and my dear friend, April Van Heems. Hi, April.
Hi.
Welcome to Faith Together. We're so glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Yes, and April and I have been friends for the last few years, gotten to know each other very well, and one of the things that we've talked a lot about when it comes to this topic is how you, as a mom of five girls, are on the go all the time.
Yeah.
And in our conversations, we've talked quite a bit about how you use the time going to and from different places to talk about faith, to talk about life, and to connect with your girls. And so before we dive into all of that, I would just love for our listeners to get to know you a little bit more. So would you mind just sharing with us a little bit about your family?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, my husband and I have five children and kind of have done it in a very unique way. We have two girls that are twins and then have like a gap of about 6 years and decided, oh, let's just try for one more. Won't that be great?
You know?
And ended up with triplets.
So
we
got three. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
With some help, but yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
So it has surely been an adventure and has a huge learning curve. And I know probably sounds unique to a lot of people, but to us it just seems it's just us. That seems normal.
And what are their ages?
Our older children are 22.
Okay.
And then that means that the younger girls are 16.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Just got their driver's license last summer.
They did. Yes. Started jobs. So, I mean, we're definitely in kind of another phase in the whole growing up.
So David is a professor at Olivet.
Yes.
And he serves on, his office is on the same floor as my office. So,
oh, I didn't realize
so,
that.
So yeah, we see each other occasionally. And David is a big New York Yankee fan.
Yes.
Of course I am. So we have conversations and all that about what the season's going to look like and things. So now I understand a little bit why David's tired a lot.
Yep.
Yes.
It all makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
So April, go ahead.
No, okay. I was just going to say, although I would never negate, I mean, regardless of how many children you have, it is an exciting and exhausting job.
Yeah.
And, you know, but rewarding.
Yeah.
All in the same.
I love that. Exciting and exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are some things that you've tried in ways to connect with your girls in the car, and what worked well and what didn't?
Yeah.
And maybe kind of what ages they were at when you tried those different things.
Before you jump into that, can I just ask, like, was this intentional on your part or did this just kind of happen organically? Did you think I've got to take this time in the car and be really intentional about what I'm doing with my girls, or did it just kind of happen?
That is a really good question. A lot of things for me happen organically. But it did come from kind of what Lindsay was talking about earlier. You just find yourself in the car often. And it is a place where when your kids are younger, and I mean, like, your kids are strapped in and they're there with you and there's no place to go.
You're together.
You are together. So you have a choice there, right? On how you would like to that time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if I'm honest, there are times in the car where, you know, like it takes something to think of that as a time to engage with your kids on a deeper level, because I mean, let's face it, there are times where we just need a moment to ourselves or, you know, whatever. But I do feel like that you can get a rhythm to it. And really, I mean, not every time you're in the car are there going to be these beautiful conversations where you're, you know, touching your kid's heart and you're all like, wow, I'm an amazing person, you know. But they're definitely, you will surprise yourself if you just can take the encouragement to just take a step and try. I would say when my kids were younger, for sure, at first those things looked like just listening to music that was helping you memorize Bible verses, or that you were listening to Bible stories in the car, or things like that.
Yeah. So just trying something.
Trying something. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of like you said, I liked your phrase of redeeming the time. That's mm-hmm. something that I do challenge myself to do in all sorts of ways. Just like, okay, we have this time right now. How can we redeem this time that we're together? And instead of just like wishing it away, or, you know.
Sure. So when you listen to that music, did that include children's musicals?
Yes. Yeah.
Over and over.
Yes.
And over.
I mean, something.
Are they still stuck in your head?
Interestingly, as your kids get older, you'll find that sometimes, even when they get into, you know, like junior high school age, they'll still want to reminisce with some of those kind of younger kid
type
things.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, like one thing, I mean, because our van had a DVD player in it when the girls were younger, I had this whole set of What's in the Bible with Buck Denver DVD.
Oh, yes.
And they ate those up. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of a nice, they're kind of long, but you could even just watch them in 10-minute increments. There was so much information in them. But, I mean, like, I would say a year or two ago, I still had the girls like, hey, do we still have those? Because we were going to take a road trip. And it was just kind of like a fun, familiar, you know, connection to the past.
Kind of like, so like before them would have been the VeggieTales.
Yes. Right? See, my older girls, VeggieTales for sure. Okay. I mean, right down to all those silly songs and everything.
Yeah. How did Phil Vischer do that? He got us in both of those series.
He really did. Yeah. He's
just
brilliant.
Just sucked us in. He really is.
Yeah. 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 Well, I think for us, part of it was the silliness and the fun, but also the depth that you could find there. You know, so that, you know, that's what hooked us, I think.
Yeah. So as your girls grew, you know, starting when they were younger, music, Bible verse songs, what's in the Bible, whatever it might have been put on to help them connect. What did you see as they have gotten older now that's helped them connect in your drive time together?
Yeah. It's looked different at different times, mm-hmm. but I would say one thing is just actually for me to pause and like just find certain times. Like, you know, there are certain times that you're just always in the car, like on the way to school, on the way home from school, driving to appointments that tend to be weekly, monthly, practices that tend to be daily, whatever. I have found it's impossible to redeem every moment of every single one of those times.
Sure.
But you can find a cadence to some of them, right? I have a feeling there are some parents listening that even probably have some patterns or rhythms to what they do with their kids in the morning as they're driving to school or when they pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say I would try to incorporate things. There was a season where there was a guest speaker at our church, and he challenged the people listening to read the same psalm over and over each day for a month. I mean, he did it for a year. He picked the age he was, and that's the psalm he read for the year.
Wow.
You know, and I thought, okay, that's very interesting. Let's, you know, so I said to the girls, I kind of want to challenge us to try that. Like, I don't know that we'll do it for a year, but I voted to pick my age instead of theirs. And so we looked it up. And so like on our way to school every day for about a month, we just read that psalm. Someone took a turn reading that psalm out loud. And it helped, you know, like, sometimes it meant there was conversation. Sometimes it meant there were questions.
Sure.
But sometimes it was just the comfort of hearing those words again and just them starting to really seep in mm-hmm. to your being.
Yeah. Yeah. Just allowing it to have time for reflection and to be able to really think about what those words mean and continue to come back to that again and again. It builds that muscle memory in a new way.
Right.
As the songs and the What's in the Bible episodes probably did when they were younger.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So
I
love that. I love that connection to continue building their memory, building just those things that you return to. And that being scripture, being the word of God, we know, Leon, that's so important. So important.
Right. So were there were there any routines, like certain things that you just did over and over and over again? I can remember like taking my daughters to school. My wife started this of praying with them in the car every time on the way to school and just kind of letting that be the last thing that they remember before they walk out of the car.
Yeah.
Were there any kind of, whether it's for road trips or just regular day-to-day life, that became kind of routines of things that you did that maybe even they anticipated that was going to happen?
Yeah, for sure. Prayer, we did often on our way to school as well, but I actually would end, like right before they would get out of the car, I would give them kind of like a blessing benediction that was something that I remembered from my childhood that the pastor would always say at the end of every service. And it just was one of those things that I do feel like it was like kind of like you'd get them a little sigh like, oh, okay, and now I can walk in and start my day.
So would you like to share with the listeners what that was?
I mean, it's one that's common, I think, to a lot of people, just may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face be upon you. You know, may he look upon you with favor and give you peace.
That sounds familiar,
sounds
doesn't
so
it?
Sounds so familiar, Leon.
Yeah, that's how we end each of our podcasts.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, and we even took the time, well, I took the time to kind of break that apart for them to even understand what do each of those phrases mean. Like when his face is shining upon you, that's his image in you that others are going to be able to see. You know, so I the first time I did it, I kind of wanted to make sure they really knew what I was saying when I was saying those words and how empowering they can be for remembering that his presence is always with you and you can have peace in that. And you are a walking example or image of God to others.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I like the word you just used, empowered. Words have the ability to empower us. And I think there's, in the world we live in, oftentimes the words that are used towards kids are deadly kind of words.
Yes.
And we get the opportunity to speak empowered words, words that give life. And I love that.
It's so important. Yeah. It's so important.
That's good.
April, when you were driving along with your girls, were there ever days that there were certain things that just didn't work or weren't connecting or... any times that you thought, okay, I tried that, but that didn't quite work, so I'm going to try a new direction. Anything that was a lesson learned in that as you were on the go?
Yeah. I mean, I would say I got to a point, especially when my girls enter, you know, like fourth, fifth grade, you know, you're starting into that preteen, junior high school age. It's easy to feel like things are falling flat. Mm. You know, you don't get the same kind of like feedback and reaction as your kids get older. Usually. I mean, I do have some of my kids are more expressive in their reactions than others, but so it can feel like, are you even listening to what I'm saying? Or like, is any of this going in?
Yeah.
But I would just encourage parents to just like say it anyway. Mm. You just never know. You never know. And for me, one of the biggest things I've realized is, one, to prepare myself. Like if I'm in the car heading to a place where I know I'm going to be picking them up, I say a quiet prayer to myself. Like, okay, Lord, like quiet my mind. I don't need to be thinking about, you know, the next things that are going on for this next 10 or 15 minutes. You know, Holy Spirit, use me to be a vessel so that I can show who you are to my kids. And it just would help me not stay in the busyness of the day, not stay in the hamster wheel of all the list of things that I have yet to get done today or whatever. And that for me, it was helpful to just even be the first step to being able to kind of use that time in a more redeeming way.
I love that. I also think it's just so important. We've talked about this on the podcast before that parents, we can't give what we don't have.
Exactly.
You know, we have to take care of our own souls and our own relationships with the Lord to have faith conversations with our kids and the kids that we love so much. And so being able to, as you're saying, just take that quiet moment to yourself before pickup and to remember, okay, God's with me and he has these next few moments. I think that's powerful. That is so powerful and such a great reminder that, you know, we're not perfect and every moment of our days aren't going to be these beautiful faith conversations as much as we right. want them to be.
Right.
As you said, sometimes things just don't go, but yeah. it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try.
Right.
And you never know where that seed that's planted is going to grow next.
Right. I mean, I would say for me, stepping into what could be a scary space of being vulnerable is the other thing that I would say to parents. You know, just like, it's okay to step into that place of vulnerability and just share from what's personally going on with you in mm-hmm. your faith journey. I feel like that can be huge for your kids. Like, if it's a day that I've been to my small group and I'm going to be in the car with my kids, I make sure I talk about it. Like, hey, I was hanging out with my small group Bible study today and someone brought up this point and it really made me think. And then I would kind of just talk a little bit more about it. Sometimes they would have questions or comments to say back to me. Sometimes they didn't. Sometimes that's where the conversation would end. But I just feel like the more we share with our kids the things that we're doing to grow in our faith and to be comfortable to talk about our faith,
yeah,
the more they will realize that it's just this, it can be as easy and normal as that, you know,
yes.
that you are saying these kinds of things are important to me. They're not only important for me to do, they're important for me to make sure I'm sharing.
Yeah, that's really good. I think car time creates a really unique environment. You know, usually we're told when we talk to people, we're supposed to kind of look them in the eye. Well, that's a little hard to do in the car. I wonder if that not being able to look at each other creates an environment where it might be easier to say things
yeah.
that I wouldn't be willing to say if I was looking you in the eye. I wonder if for kids in those moments, if we give them opportunities, ask them about their day, ask them about what's going on in life, if those would be opportunities where they might not share if they were sitting across the table from us.
Yes.
But they might share in this situation because there's a sense of protection because I don't have to actually look at the person I'm talking to.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I have experienced that many times. I feel like it is an easier place, especially like I said, as the kids get older in that kind of preteen teen age, mm-hmm. that having that, nobody's having to look at each other, but you're saying something, like I said, vulnerable, or, you know, you're sharing something that's just yeah. a little more closer to your heart than would maybe be as easy to do if you were across the table from each other. Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is drive time, being in the car, being on the road together can be this really wonderful environment for a first step for a chance to begin these faith conversations together. So if you're listening and this is, you know, not something that you've done a whole lot with your family, we would encourage you to start here, you know, start with a conversation in the car, as easy as, you know, hey, I was thinking about this today when I read this verse in my Bible,
yeah.
or this song on the radio makes me remember that God's with us, or the sunshine today reminds me that God's with us, you
right.
know, just looking outward too. I'm hearing more and more today that it's important just to start somewhere.
Right.
And
I was yeah. reminded by another mom of teenagers recently, like, it's never too late to try stuff like this. Like, even though you maybe haven't done it with your kids when they were really little, or you haven't done it for a really long time, don't let that detour you from just trying it. And I mean, it's going to be your kids, my, you know, what are you doing? Like, why are you being kind of weird? You know,
why are you being weird?
I let myself just push through that. Like, uh-huh. yeah, this probably is a little weird, but I'm just going to, you know, I want to do this anyway. I just really want to share something with you guys. So just
yeah.
give me like a couple of minutes and then,
yeah.
you know.
We can move on.
Yeah, yeah, then we can move on if it's still too weird.
You got to love those teenage moments when you say something as a parent and they say to you, don't ever say that again.
Yeah. yeah. They can be brutally honest, but I mean.
Yeah.
It's great in some ways too. Like, okay, yes, challenge accepted.
Yeah. 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 This is, there's no science behind this. This is just,
no.
Try it, see what happens. You know, things like an ambulance goes by while you're in the car and you say something as simple as, wow, obviously someone's having a rough time. I have no idea who's in that ambulance. Let's pray for them right now. You know, with
that's
a short
so
little
good.
Prayer,
yeah,
15, 30 second prayer for that person. It doesn't have to be a developed thought or anything like that. Just a simple, God, we care about this person, whoever this person is, be with them through this difficult time. And the things that teaches our kids about empathy and caring for others and
yeah, absolutely.
Going to God whenever there's issues in life, you know, those kinds of
things. And I just think it's a great model. I mean, like whatever you are like thinking through as you drive, I think it's great to just kind of be sharing that instead of maybe just listening to, you know, music on the radio.
Sure.
I mean, those are great things too. And I will say this, like your brain would be tired if you tried to do this every single time
right.
you were in the car. There is just,
yes.
there is not meant for me anyway, that I do not have the mental capacity to always be on and ready for conversations. But I do, I will say I have challenged myself to make sure that that's happening often, you know, I'm not even saying necessarily daily, but often.
Yeah. And I think there's a place for quiet as well.
Yes.
You know, there's a place to just kind of come down from the day and say, hey guys, we're not going to turn on music. We're just going to take a minute and just everyone's going to chill,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Or if we need to listen to music, shine.fm would be
yes.
a great place to start, right?
Shine is a great place to start.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
for sure. For
yes.
sure.
Well, April, thank you so much
yeah.
for being with us today. And
yeah.
it's just a joy to have you as a friend and as a guest now mm-hmm. here on Faith Together. And parents, we just want to encourage you. Just start where you are.
Yeah.
And we hope that these tips for drive time just helps you to see it a little differently.
Yeah. And as we always say, Lindsay, we're not trying to pile more things on you as parents. Find one thing
yeah.
that catches
mm-hmm.
your attention. Give it a shot. Try it out. See how it works. If it doesn't work, don't ever do it again. Try something else. It's just being intentional about these moments we have. I am a parent with adult children, and I look back on my experience with them, and I think, how is it possible that went as fast as it did?
Mm-hmm.
How is it that my little girls are both adults? When did that happen? These moments that we have with our children go by so quickly. And so to think about what can I do in an intentional way to use these moments I have in the best way I possibly can so that my kids will love Jesus more than I love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think maybe that's the goal. All right, so as we wrap up today, just a reminder to you about the survey that we're doing
yes.
and the drawing for the Locavore Farm, two adult tickets, two kids tickets for a family feast.
Family feast.
Family
it's
feast.
It's a lot of fun, and if you don't know about Locavore Farm, just go back a few episodes and you can hear all about it from Rachel Jones.
Yes, and if you're new with us, we encourage you to go back and listen to some of the earlier podcasts so you can get a sense of why we're doing what we're doing and what's kind of coming up as we move forward in helping parents pass their faith on to their kids. So thank you for joining us today. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and give you peace. You've been listening to the Faith Together podcast from the Center for Faith and Family at Olivet Nazarene University. Sign up for additional resources at centerff.com. When building faith, we are better together.